This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 market podcast where I prepare you for the day to come in the next 6 to 7 minutes. Now the market has been under a bit of pressure. In fact, the Nifty yesterday slipped below the 50-day moving average. It closed just above the 12,100 mark. There was a fall of 129 points and the Sensex slipped about 458 points as well. So there's definitely some trepidation as we head into the big union budget. The Bank Nifty was down 400 odd points. Now, we saw a sell figure come in from the foreign investor, so maybe there's some caution as we head into the big event. FII sold 439 crores in the cash markets yesterday. Now, of course, the big global headline is the rising death toll of the coronavirus, so that is really impacting sentiment. In Asia this morning, China and Hong Kong are still shut for trade, so we don't have any major cues coming in from there. However, on the domestic front, there is the big union budget coming up on Saturday. There are a lot of big earnings coming out today as well, the likes of Maruti, so we'll keep an eye out on that. And an important levels to watch for the Nifty are 12,200 on the upside and 12,050 on the downside. But let me quickly talk about some numbers because that will really set the tone for the market today. HDFC came out with a good set of numbers. The NII growth came in at 9.8% at 3,296 crores. The net profit came in at 837 crores. And the AUM growth was the best in the last three quarters. Indigo reported earnings, which was much better than estimated as well. The revenues went up 25%. EBITDA was up 17.2%. While Torrent Pharma came in with a profit growth of just about 2%. Naveen Fluorine was another one. Revenues went up 17.5%. Net profit was up 17.5%. So good numbers coming in over there. And Cholamandalam will be in focus today as the QIP opens with a floor price of 322.5 per share. So these are a few stocks to focus on today. All in all, the market is going to have the budget on its mind, and because of the slightly subdued cues from across the globe, there could be some pressure on the index itself. Remember, the FII selling was expected, but the quantum is much lower than feared. So that would indicate that, although this market is in a mode to sell, there's no panic selling at the moment because this is still an uptrending market. So at some point, there would be a buy on dips. But with that, it is curtains down on this edition of the Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. But you guys have a great trading day. Thanks so much for listening in.